This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Wallahi, with this attitude, they're only one against their assailant, against this barbaric bombardment that they've been subjected to day and night. They're already one with this attitude. They won the hearts of the world and the people. Where is this is coming from? So I went on and I looked into the what our ulama speak to us about, where this all comes from, this strength in the household, where this come from. Is victory going to come from somewhere? It's going to come from the house first, from the inside first, from within. It starts at home. And here are some of the qualities our ulama, they highlight as the best qualities you need to work on to develop in your household, with your family, and with yourself. Whether you're married or not, having kids or otherwise, this is where you start from. It starts from within. As an individual, I need to develop these qualities for myself. If I'm a family person, man or woman, father or mother, you develop these qualities in your household. You teach your children, yourself, how to live by these values and these qualities. So here are some of these qualities that the ulama, they share with us. Number one, they said the Muslim household is based on tawheed and iman. What does that mean? We believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest empowerment. Why so? Because if you subject yourself to nobody but Allah Azza wa Jal, everybody else becomes irrelevant. Everything else is completely irrelevant when you know that you belong to Him. That's why one of the highlights of our statements when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say what? Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We all belong to Allah, and to Him our return shall be. When every single day you remind yourself of that statement, this is it. That's empowerment. I'm not going to subjugate myself to anybody except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we have seen this in videos after videos and one moment after moment, subhanAllah, as it comes from Gaza and from elsewhere, from the Muslim Ummah. And we've seen that before in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal is highlighting to us and for us the story of Luqman and his son as he is now teaching his child how to live his life. He's building now the foundation of his future household. What does he say to him? قَالَ يَا بُنَيْ The first thing he says, قَالَ يَا بُنَيْ إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُمْ إِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُمْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ My dear son, look, whatever that you do, whether be it you hide it under the ground or in the skies or anywhere you think you can, Allah will bring it out forth because He's لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ He's most subtle, subhanahu wa ta'ala, all-knowing. He's teaching his son to believe in Allah Azza wa Jal and subjugate himself only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His responsibility to Allah, that is power. I'm not sure how much you believe in that in your heart. Yes, we say it. But how much we live by it, that truly my life and the life of my household and my children is all about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, strength of iman and tawheed and yaqeen and certainty of that definitely is empowerment. The second thing we've seen, that there is a sense of truthfulness. Sense of truthfulness and trust. SubhanAllah, beautiful thing. I've seen a video, some of you might have seen it, in which they were interviewing some of these little kids. And when they were speaking, they're speaking like adults. You can trust these kids. They were trying to get from them some of the private and very, very sensitive material and information from their own neighborhoods. And these kids said, none of your business. I'm not going to share this information with you. Where these kids are learning that from? For being trustworthy. For being trustworthy. Ask yourself the question, would you trust your kids with private information that you have at home? Your personal life, would you trust your kids with that? Let alone the secrets of the ummah even. But we've seen that. They live by that trust. Where this is coming from? Also from the teachings of the Sahaba and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anas radiallahu anhu wa arda, was a young child when he was serving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He served him for 10 years. One of those moments, he said that one day I came a little bit late to the house, like his mom was waiting for him, and he came a little bit late. So she asked him, where were you? Why so late? He said, I went to fulfill some of the needs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I was going some matters for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She goes, what was it? Now the mother is asking us, what was that thing that the Prophet wants you to do? Anas, her son, is telling her, I'm not going to tell you the secret of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's telling his mom, I'm not going to share this with you. So she goes, good boy, don't share it with anybody. His mother is teaching him to be a trustworthy person, making sure that if someone entrusts you with something, you have that amana. You tell the truth, and you always tell the truth. Brothers and sisters, that power. That is power. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. O you who believe, be conscious of Allah azza wa jal. Always be with those who are truthful. Because when you tell the truth, you have the power. When you lie, you're always weak. You're always weak because you know you're not sincere, you're not confident with that lie. But when you tell the truth, it doesn't matter what people bring against you because you know you have the truth and the strong foundation is with you. Brothers and sisters, from these beautiful qualities, we have seen the concept of justice. These people are not looking for anything but justice. They're looking for fairness for their cause, for their own personal life. And that's why that's what they demand from the whole world. Where is that fairness? Where is that justice? And that's why, subhanAllah, they stand strong for it. No one likes to be under oppression. No one likes to deal with them with injustice and unfairness. No one likes that. Even children. Try that with your kids. Try to take the toy of one child to give it to the other one. See what they do. They will fight for their rights. From a very young age, that's a natural instinct. But imagine when you empower that with the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In hadith of Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu ta'ala wa rada, he said one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day his father, Bashir, he gave him a gift, a special gift, like he favored him over his other siblings with a special gift. So the mother felt that was unfair. Like, why didn't you give the other ones the same? Or at least similar things. And then Nu'man, being the child, the recipient, he was, what do I do? So the father, she said to the father, go and ask the Prophet about this. If that's okay, then I'm fine with that. The mother is asking the father, go and ask the Prophet if this is fair to deal with your kids. Like she's trying to establish the household on justice and fairness. So Bashir goes with the son of Nu'man and he goes to the Prophet and he asks him, Ya Rasulullah, I gave this gift to my son and Nu'man and my wife, she said that that's not right. I should consult with you. So the Prophet ﷺ told him, قال, أَكُلَّ وَلَدَكَ نَحَلْتُهُ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. Did you give all your kids the same? Like, did you share with them something equal, something similar to that? قال لا. He said, no, I didn't. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, اذهب فأشهد على هذا غيري فأني لا أشهد على جور. Go look for somebody else to witness this because I cannot be a witness for over injustice. Like, that was unfair. You cannot do this. Imagine when you always keep in your mind, I need to be fair with my spouse. I need to be fair with my children. I need to be fair with my parents. You establish your household based on that. That leads to what? Leads to the fourth quality. There's a sense of rahmah, sense of mercy, compassion, empathy in that household. Look at the house of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu wasallam alayhi. Whether it was with his wives, with his grandchildren, Rasulullah is the best example in that rahmah. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. You've been sent nothing but a mercy to the world. And he displayed that mercy in all aspects of his life, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even with his servant. We go back to Anas radiallahu anhu, who served the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for 10 years. When he was asked, how did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam treat you in his household? Like, you're a stranger. You're not even part of the household. You're just a servant. He goes, قَالَ وَاللَّهِ مَا كَهَرَنِي وَلَا نَهَرَنِي. He never yelled at me. He never insulted me. None of this stuff. And he never told me for something I did, why you did that for, or something I did not do, why you didn't this for me. Never. He was forgiving, overlooking. He understands, he's still a kid. There was one of those moments when he said, one day the Prophet ﷺ sent me, he fetched me out to get something, or to do something for him. So it seems that Anas was delayed. So the Prophet ﷺ himself, he went out looking for Anas. So he saw him sitting down playing with kids. What do you expect? He's a kid. So on the way out, he saw some kids playing. So he started looking at them, got distracted, and suddenly he found himself engaged in the game. So he said, while I was sitting down, observing and watching, I felt a hand on my shoulder. And he looked up. It was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiling in his face. And he says, where did I send you? He goes, I'll do it right now, Ya Rasulullah. And he just went to fulfill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam need. What a beautiful display of compassion, of mercy, of rahmah, of forgiveness. Any parent could probably yell at the kid in that moment. Any kid. who treated him with harshness. Why? Because you favoring your friends and you delayed me and you just wasted my time. But here's Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam understanding the need of that little kid. He goes, it's okay. Just go and get it right now. Do it for me. Rahmah and mercy. We've seen some of these examples, subhanAllah, one of those moments that you can't, wallahi, remove from you, from your heart and your mind. This gentleman who, when he's holding his ruh al-ruh, the soul of his soul, and as he was crying for the passing of this little kid and little baby, and so much compassion that was in there, so much rahmah was in there, that he opened her eyes, he wanted to make sure that she's not alive. Want to make sure. And he kissed her eyes in there. What kind of love and mercy and rahmah that you can see in that moment, like the Prophet ﷺ shed his tears when his kids, they passed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What kind of rahmah we see from the life of the Prophet ﷺ as he was treating his kids when they're even in Salatul Jama'ah. They're jumping on his back and he prolonged his sajda, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, simply just because they're kids. They're enjoying their moment right now. He doesn't want to break that moment for them. While he is leading people in Salatul Jama'ah. That kind of rahmah and mercy when kids grow up knowing that their parents have this rahmah and mawadda, this forgiveness, and they start practicing this in their own household. What do you expect? What kind of household will you raise? An unbelievable household, unbelievable family. Brothers and sisters, Muslim households also build on respect of the elders and on having that rahmah for the young ones. What is birrul walidain anyway? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the Quran to observe that respect for our parents. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even extended that not just to the parents, to the elders of your community, your uncles, your aunt, your grandparents, your neighbors, the elders in your community, in your masjid. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, قَالْ لَيْسَ مِنَّا. He's not a true believer, not one of us. لَمَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَيَعْرِفْ شَرَفَ كَبِيرَنَا. Not a true believer, not one of us, the one who does not have mercy on the young amongst us and show respect and honor to the elders amongst us. Showing that respect to the elders and love and mercy to the young ones, these are qualities of a strong household and a strong community. Brothers and sisters, there is a sense of cooperation in that kind of strong household. We've seen that as well, subhanAllah, in that community, how they support each other, how they help each other. Even when I was listening to a conversation interview in regards to people asking if we could have some of these kids, the orphans from Gaza, to raise them in our own household. And the answer came, no, you can't. Because these kids will be raised by the friends and the neighbors of the family that were lost in this war. This is how they raise their children. Because everybody helped each other in that regard. And subhanAllah, I saw remembering a moment when two toddlers, the older one is confronting the other one, the young one, and holding him and hug him after they were taken out from the rubble, subhanAllah. What kind of rahmah and mercy and thinking of the others, even in a moment of atrocity like this. Brothers and sisters, those qualities truly build strong people. And they really build strong households and families. Compare yourself right now to those little kids and those people there in Gaza. Compare your household to that household. Compare it to them and see for yourself if you can build a strong household. Otherwise, work on these qualities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your household and the house of the believer strong with iman, with rahmah, with truthfulness and justice. Ya Rabbil Alameen, aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum wa lisa'il muslimina fastaghfiruhu innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, one of the things that shows us this resilience in that lifestyle, subhanAllah, and the last quality I want to share with you, which is one of the most important things that we've seen over and over again repeated, is their attachment and dedication to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. How many videos we have seen people always quoting the Quran, always reciting the Quran. In moments of weakness and difficulty and hardships, when their lowest moment, they find this kind of comfort in the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. If your household is not really based on that, if the Quran is not recited in your house, what else is being recited in your household? I know that sometimes we just play the recordings, for example, to listen to the Quran. But what about you? Why can't you recite the Quran out loud for your family to hear it? And make sure they do that, actually, alhamdulillah, in times that they can all hear that, bidnillahi azza wa jalla. We've seen that. Even attachment to the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although it sounds trivial example, but for me that was a profound moment. When a mother was talking to her son when she was actually checking his hair, and he is an adult son. She's checking with him and she told him, you know what? The way you cut your hair, that's not good, not acceptable. We're not going to get victory because of that. He goes, Mom, we're going to lose because of my haircut? She goes, yes, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade us from cutting our hair like this. I'm like, wow. Like teaching your children that the value is in the Quran and the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything else. We teach them that listening to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that leads us to strength and power and victory. Brothers and sisters, make sure to build your households based on that. That power of the Quran and the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the power of rahmah and mercy for another, cooperation with one another, being truthful, being fair and just, being strong with our iman and our belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's what builds strong households and brings strong individuals and strong communities. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'na, wa anfa'na bima allamtana, innaka anta al-alim al-hakim. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha, أنت وليها مولاها. اللهم وفق إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اصلح أحوالهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم اصلح أحوالهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارفع عنهم البلاء يا رحمن يا رحيم. اللهم احفظهم بحفظك وأكلأهم برعايتك يا الله. نسألك لهم الخير والسداد يا رب العالمين. احفظ عليهم دماءهم وأموالهم يا رب العالمين وأهليهم وأولادهم يا رحمن يا رحيم. عباد الله، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان يوم الدين. وأقم الصلاة.